the basic idea of Talios, is a major kula that you don't have to know for sure that the dam came from somewhere else, but it's reasonable. You know, not to say like, you know, a Martian came down and, you know, and dropped blood inside of her underwear. So that's not a Talia. It's reasonable. It has to be some reasonable explanation of where something could have come from. So you're allowed to assume that that's true, even though you have no compelling explanation of where it could have come from. So, as I started looking through Talios, we may spend a little more time on it than I originally thought. Not because it's more lemaisa than I originally thought. It's not, but it's, I don't know, there's like interesting stuff here. So we'll, and also I think we are moving pretty quickly from what I'm told. A lot of guys have been coming over to me telling like, you can't get through all the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Tzadi at the pace that we're going, which is true. You can't get through all the Beis Yosef. You probably can't get through all the Shulchan Aruch Shach Taz either, but maybe we'll spend another couple of days working through some of these sugyas, going back to some of the Gemaras and figuring out, and we'll see where it does come in the Maisa, obviously. But for the most part, the majority of this stuff doesn't come up all that often, because, as we said yesterday, when we were talking about 2 days ago, when we were talking about finding on the upper part of the beged and look. You never find anywhere in a baguette. She only finds on her underwear when women find that. You know, so as a practical matter, it doesn't come up that much. But I thought Rabbi Forst, you know, what did Rabbi Forst accomplish in writing his two-volume Sefer Anida? So first of all, it's an encyclopedia. He has the Mar Mekomos from Kavaldik. He has tremendous, tremendous Mar Mekomos. But the other thing that he did, which I think is even more important than that, is his organization is incredible. He just has a way of, you know, you look at this Siman Kuf Tzadi, and it's just like a forest, you know? It's just that, I remember at Rav Schechter, and they when they produced a video about the Rav's life years ago, Rav Schechter was interviewed on the video, and he described what it was like learning in the Rav's Shir. And he said that you looked at a sugya, and it was just so confusing. You were like trying to find your way in a forest, and there are trees everywhere, and you don't know where to turn, you don't know where to go. And then Rav Soloveitchik came and he said yesodos that just made everything fit into categories. So in a very different kind of way, because it's not in Lamdas at all, in a very different kind of way, Rabbi Forrest just has a way of saying, okay, there are 9 basic rules over here. There are 3 basic rules there. There are a bit, and just organizing everything. So I'm going to go with his organization and maybe add a couple of points here and there. But Rabbi Forrest has 9 rules of Talios. Some are straight from the Shulchan Aruch, and some are from later poskim. So we're going to try to go through the 9 rules of Talios that Rabbi Forrest has, and then go through some common Talios, which is also part of his organization, and then go through the Gimel Yam Marishonim, which, as we're already familiar, is the Ramaz Chumra, not to be Samech on Talios, during the first 3 days of Shiva Nikim, but we'll get into some detail about that. So let's start with number 1. The first rule of Talios is that the colors have to be similar. If you want to be Tola in some maka, so that maka has to produce. If you want to be Tola in a kino or in shuk shel tabachim, so the stain that you find has to be somewhat similar to what you would expect to find from that Talia. This is based on a sugya in Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara has 2 lashonos. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara says, Nis'aska be'odom ein tolobo shachar. Right? First lashon says, if you're osik in red, and you've been dealing with red paint or red blood, you cannot take a black stain and say, oh, that must have been because of the red paint I was dealing with. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara asks, Amarava nimtza aleh min echad tolobo kama minim. Aye, but doesn't Rava say that if you find min echad, you could be told a kama minim? Meaning, even though you only were osek in one color, you could be told the many different colors that you find all over yourself. If you have one stain that fits, you could be told other stains. So the Gemara answers nis aska shayni, which means that when she knows what she was dealing with to be told the kasaman, it has to match the color. But if she just found a kesem and it really could have come from anywhere, she can assume that a kesem of a different color also just came from outside without her noticing. The Shulchan Aruch in Siv Chav Gimel says, "Nis'aska b'davar adom, v'nimtza la kesem shachar, tolin bo." that ain't tolimbo, rather ain't tolimbo. You cannot be tola adam shachar. It seems to assume, like this first lashon, it's somewhat curious that the example given is red and black, that you can't associate red and black. We don't say black is dam shalaka and was really red, even though that's the whole reason black is tummy to begin with, is because red can turn black. So Rav Vazner and Shevet Halevi explains, yeah, red can turn black inside the woman. Once it's outside the woman, it doesn't turn black. There's a tshuva in Tzemach Tzedek in Yerodeus and Lekov Chafei who discusses exactly when the red turns black. Right? Is it in the uterus, right outside of the uterus? If you recall, early in the year, we mentioned how we spoke to Rav Willig about this once. But certainly, throughout that tshuva, he never entertains the possibility that it turns black after it emerges from the body. It's somewhere in the body. It's just a matter of where exactly in the body. Anyway, that's Lashon Rishon of the Gemara. Comes along with the Gemara, Ikata Amri Amar Rava, Nisaska b'min echad, Tolebo kama minim. So Meisvei, frankly, Gemara, Nisaska b'adam, Ein Tolebo Shachar. But I thought you can't, if you're dealing with red, you can't be Tole Shachar. Ki kama Rava, Di aska b'tarnagolta, Di ispa kama minei dama. That no, we're talking about where she was osek with the tarnagoles. And a tarnagolas has lots of different types of dam. It depends where from the body the dam came. Tarnagolas has different where from the body or which stage of the shechita. Both of those are factors in terms of producing all sorts of shades of dam. So Beis Yosef points out that Rabbeinu Chananel only explains the ikada amri of the Gemara. That describes the different color of blood from different parts of a chicken, which indicates that he doesn't paskin like the first lashon of the Gemara. The Rosh explicitly rejects the first Lashon of the Gemara, and the Rambam in the ninth paragraph of Yisuri Bia doesn't mention the Lishna Kama either. So what's the difference between the two Lashonos? First of all, is there a difference? And if there is, what's the difference? So the difference between the two Lashonos is that according to the first, if she finds a Kesem Me'alachak, or she finds a Kesem above belt level, she can be told a Kesem that is below the belt on the Kesem that's above the belt. Right? Meaning she could be, because I don't know, where did the Kesem above the belt? I have no idea where it came from, but I know where it didn't come from. Right? We already learned 2 days ago. You know where a Kesem above the belt did not come from. Where did it not come from? Didn't come from her body. So if it didn't come from her body, Mimela, there are things that are attacking her from the outside. Right? There are things that are getting on her from the outside. So if she has a Kesem below the belt, also came from the outside. You're told of that Kesem, the other Kesem. That's the Lishna Kama. According to Lishna Basra, she cannot be told the Kesem B'Kesem. Only if she was Nisasik B'Tarnagol, which has Kama Mine Dam, she can rely on the possibility of all the Mine Dam staining her in different places. The Rosh in Simon Chesed, we said, rejects the Lishna Kama. Because the Rosh says, because then any woman with a stain on her shirt would never be able to become Tameh. I mean, if you're going to say, I have a stain on my shirt, that's one color, and then a stain that's mamish in the lower part of the body, that's a different color. The Rosh says, so that's it? She's not telling me there's no kesem? Because I don't know where the stain on the shirt came from. Maybe when I was eating a hot dog, some ketchup drip. Maybe it was that, but who knows? I don't know where it came from, and just like I don't know where that one came from, I don't know where the stain on the bottom half of my body came from. So the Rosh says, that would be crazy. Then anyone with a stain on a shirt would never have a kesem. That's his problem with Lishna Kama. In the Rosh, in Prince of the Gemara, there's Hagos Yaivitz on the Rosh. That goes the Yaivitz on the Rush says, in a chinami, meaning like, why is that a problem to say? I mean, the Rush says, that would be crazy! Anyone with a stain on the, okay, how many women walk around with stains on their shirts, with red stains on it? Like, why is that so crazy to say? That if she has a one shade stain on her shirt, that she can't be told the kesem on that. But that's the Rush's problem with the Lishna Kama. The Rivet in Balei HaNefesh, Sharik Samasim Gimel, the Rashba in Torah Sabai is Zayin Dalin, a paskin like the Lishna Kama. And, you know, the Beis Yosef explained they must not have a girsa of Ikada Amri. Beis Yosef understands that they hold that there aren't two Lishonos, it's just two Memros of Rava, and there's no real stira b'neihem. The first Lashon just says that if she finds one min dam and didn't check the clothing after the blood splattered in her, she could be tolebo because the clothing lost its chazaka. It's no longer b'cheskas baduk. And since she wasn't aware of this kesem, it's possible that she wasn't aware of the other kesem. Lishna Basra says that if she was nisaska b'tarnagolas and found kama minei damim, she can be tola. And that would answer the Rosh's question. because Lashon Kama is not saying that if a woman has a stain on her shirt, that she could be told all sum, only that if she knew about the stain and didn't investigate further, that the chaluk then becomes a beged she'ein obadluk. So essentially what it turns out from this Gemara is that we either paskin like Lishna Basra, or there's nothing to paskin, because of course the Lishna, meaning there's no one arguing on the Lishna Basra. If the two shades of black or two shades of red, so the Gemara in Chasam Bey says, Tanin laha detan rabbanan, maisa v'tala Rabbi Meir b'kilor adom v'rebi b'sraf shikma. It never says that the two colors were held up for comparison. It just says that, okay, he saw a red color, he says, oh, that's like the sraf shikma or something. So Beis Yosef explains that adavra adom u'urav v'mdvar macherim she'enam adumin, that as long as it's red and red, it doesn't have to be the same shade, because external things can change the redness of the color. And the Sidri Tara adds, and fabric also could change the redness, just the exact shade of red. It's just red and black that are totally off from each other. But you don't have to hold them side by side. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Lamed, based on the Rambam, Perek Dalet al Chav Dalet, and Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rashba as well, Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein tzricha lahakif hakesem ledavar sheitalabo, ela talam enastam ad sheteidu shezeh shachar v'zeh adam." You don't need to be makif, you don't need to put them next to each other. What's the raya? The raya is the mission with Rabbi Akiva, right? That the woman came to Rabbi Akiva, showed a kesem. So he said, "Shema makah yeshcha v'yichal leyeskala lo tzidam." Maybe you have a makah that you could rip off the scab, and it could be, if you ripped off the scab, it would be motzidam. So what did she say? Oh yeah, how did you know? I have such a makah. And that's it. He was matar. No, was that a raya? So again, we're using this as a raya that you don't have to compare. You don't have to compare the actual kesem to the dam. What did we keep it? Not ask her to do? To scratch your makah. Okay, let's see it. Scratch off the scab. Let's look at them next to each other. You never asked her to do that. So if you didn't ask her to do that, the indication apparently is that you don't have to do that. I don't know, one could have argued. Yeah?
Is that
usr? Right. I mean, is that usr being chavul ba'atzmo? So it's probably not an isra being chavul ba'atzmo. The Rambam writes and talks about being chavul ba'atzmo. He talks about the isra of chavul in general, chavul ba'achirim. He says that if one does so, derech nitzayon, some of you have said derech nitzayon, that it has to be done in a way that is a combative, you know, kind of thing. But if you're not doing it as a combative kind of thing, you're just, you know, taking a blood test or something like that, that's not, probably not an isra of chavala. The shayla is like a paintball, right? So you're playing a game where the other person is acting like a soldier who's shooting you, right? So is that derech nitzayon? Meaning it's a game, but the whole game is to, you know, right? Is to be derech nitzayon. Is it that you allow it, that you're mochel it? Probably not. Yeah, so that could be it. But okay, so it's probably not us. So that's the raya. That's the raya that they bring. You know, that I think it says himself maybe even brings it. Yeah, that's the raya that they bring. Now, even if the shades are both red, but they're totally dissimilar to each other, the Aruch HaShulchan is machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Ayin Dalid, and also Ayin Dalid, red to black for sure not. But if it's red and red or black and black, so then even if it's not nikr mamish that they're exactly the same, tolabo. Goshen saska may tiltan of may basar be kilar adam ktas tolabo mara aduma. Aval kishen nikr mamish in dimyon zeluze. Ain't tolin. Even within the red family, if it's mamish nicker that these are not, you were dealing with red paint, which has a very clear, you know, color and red, and what you found clearly was not that paint. So even though what you found is red, then for sure you can't be tolin. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan says you got to follow the halacha, but you also got to follow common sense. Ubir advarim shein zarach lahakiv zel zel liros imdom. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you don't need to investigate that far to hold them next to each other.
Yeshuna
v'gam tipa l'tipa inu dom l'gamri. Meaning, when they, even though they don't look like they're the same, but if there's a possibility that the blood changed a little bit, that on this fabric it looks different than on that fabric, or that the first drop of blood is maybe different than the second, so came. But then we can rely on that. Meaning, if you have a situation where all the teirutim you can come up with in your mind about how the blood could change color, depends on the fragment, it's still not going to account for the difference that's right in front of you. Then you got to use your head, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Then for sure you can't be tola. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes, and mistama, that's the psak halacha, meaning that's very, very mistava.
How do we understand which Tosel quotes about understanding, in contrast to Rashi? Rashi says that as long as the stain looks similar, then it's fine. The Reap has a very different parish. He says that if it's matzah min echad, l'malah min echagor, tola bo kaominim, shalamatzah min echagor. Where does that, and the Torah also quotes that pshat. How does that make any sense?
Because just like you didn't know where the one lamaila was from, so you don't know where the one lamata was from. Meaning the idea is that it's not necessarily that it came from the same place. That if you have a dam that came lamala min chagor, but I have no idea where that came from. It came from the outside, so I must have been under attack from different mine dam that were coming from the outside. Yeah, I think that's the assumption. A second qualification that Rabbi Forrest points out is that the sizes have to match up. This is based on the Gemara in Daf Nun Tasamid Aleph. Hoy Rabbi Yirmi, Nisaska b'kugris v'nimtza le kugris v'od mahu. What if she was osei b'kugris and she found the kesem that's a gris v'od? So says Gemara Tashma, Nisaska b'adomein talabo shachar. B'miyut ain't talabo meruba. That just like you can't do red or black, you know, you can't be tola red on black, and you can't be tola a meruba on miyut. Hechidami lavki agavna. Doesn't that mean that if she was Nisaska b'pachs mikugris, you can't be tola a stain that's larger than a gris? Maybe it means that if she's in the sasek b'kugris, you can't be tola 2 plus grisin on that. Of course you can't. No, mal detema shakol kugris tzipor shadi be'mitzi zil hachalak ashir zil hachalak ashir kamash malan. I might have thought that what you could do is take the stain that's 2 gris in va'od and take what she was nisasek in, which was 1 gris of bird blood, put that in the middle, assume that landed right in the middle, and then on the two sides you have a half a gris or whatever, 0.6 of a gris on each side, you know, 0.51 of a gris on each side, and each one is paksmik gris. So those are two separate stains that are each paksmik gris. Each of those is dam kina. The one in the middle is the dam tzipor. So I would think that you could be telling that. Kamash malan that you don't do that. So this is machlok shishonim how we paskin. Right? Meaning, what does it sound like from the Gemara? It sounds like from the Gemara, we don't say that, right? And if you're nisasik with gris, so then if you have, and you find 2 gris in va'od, absolutely you have a problem. And if you're nisasik, be pachs mikra gris, and you find the gris va'od. Nisasek, but what would the halacha be? You nisasek with a half a gris, and then you find the gris va'od. What would the halacha be? Pasha reading of the Gemara? No? Again, what did the Gemara say? Bury him in, that was the Gemara Shaila. Nisasek be kugris, v'nim tzalek kugris va'od. You find a little bit more than where you were osek in. So she was in the sasek with an exact gris, or a half a gris, it doesn't matter. And then you find a gris va'od, a little bit more. How much more? Not a gris va'od more, a little bit more. So what's the halacha? So Gemara said, well, I'll bring you a raya that miyut, you can't be told of bimaruba. Says, well, no, miyut, you can't be told of bimaruba means that you can't be told of when it's off by more than a gris va'od. That's where you can't be told of. When it's off by more than a gris. You were in the sasek b'gris, and she saw 2 gris in va'od. That's what it means. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you don't view it as if the dam tzipor is right in the middle. So what's the halacha? In the sasek b'pachs mit gris, and you find a gris va'od. Just a bit more than you were in the sasek in. It should be good, right? The Gemara thought we had a raya that it's no good, and the Gemara rejected that raya, said that raya is not a good raya. It's all about a different case. It's all about where the discrepancy was much greater. The rush, perches, oschas. V'hu adinim nimtzalek ishnei grisin mi ba'ilek, even de ein bi yisron shir kesem. V'hai denakar kugris va'od, Mishum da afilu baha misafka dilma tameya. Vuadin da vimatzilim bibayi nisaska bepachos mika gris, vinimsala gris vaod velo ifshita. Velo ifshita. What does velo ifshita mean? Mer never answered the question. It did, and then rejected the answer, which we assumed meant that it goes the other way. But really, really, the Gemara never answered the question. And therefore, so we thought the Gemara was being makil. Right? Because the Gemara says, oh, the raya that you thought was there, l'chumra, is not really a raya l'chumra, it's only a raya l'chumra in a very extreme case, in a different kind of case. Says the Rosh, v'yira l'chumra, kipashta debraisa, demua tein talun b'maruba. He says, the price it says, you can't be told a larger state than a smaller state. Aye, but the Gemara said that's only talking about when it's off by more than a gris. Shinuya dechika. It was a dechuya be'alma. And we're not going to rely on a dechuya be'alma. To milsa tepshitu, delo shadin adam tzipar be mitzi v'lov etzorich l'misnia. Meaning the way that the Gemara ends up teaching that brisa is that, oh, you know what the chiddush is? That you don't view the dam tzipar as if it landed right in the middle and then you have two separate... Of course you don't. That's a milsa tepshita also, says the Rosh. The brisa wouldn't have told me that. And therefore you can understand the brisa kipshuto, like the Gemara wanted to say it originally, and therefore you go l'chumma. Why would Rishonim disagree with that analysis of the Rosh? We asked the Shaila, we had no answer. The original inclination was to say L'chumra, but the Gemara said rejected it. And the Gemara said, no, we go L'kula. So that says the Rosh, yeah, but the Gemara's answer of how to interpret it, L'kula, is not a great interpretation. So why would you disagree with the Rosh? What? I'm sorry? Oh, I mean, Ksamar Drabana. Right. Ksamar Drabana. So we have it by Lo'ev Shita, so you're going to go L'kula, you're not going to go L'chumra. Right? The Rosh says, so we should go L'chumra. Why do we go L'chumra? Something to Rabbanan, the Rosh doesn't address that. He just says, because it's the Pashtus of the Braisa. So we pass him like the Pashtus of the Braisa. The Rambam, Perek Tes Alech Chavav, Nisaska B'dam She'i Efshar She'yihia Mimenu Kesem Ela Kegriz V'nimtzala Kishnei Grisin Harezu Tola Kegriz B'dam She'nisaska Bo O Kegriz B'machalas Nimtza Kesem Yoser Mikishnei Grisin Tmeya. Meaning the Rambam, lahaka. As long as the discrepancy is less than a gris, lahaka. Shulchan Aruch and Siv Chavav. By the way, the Rashba agrees with the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch and Siv Chavav. Nisaska b'dam she'iyav shoshiyav mimenu kesem ela kegris. V'nimtza la kishnei grisin. Harezu tola kegris b'dam she'nisaska. Well, kegris b'machalas. Al v'nimtza kesem yosem she'i grisin t'meya. Meaning, Shulchan Aruch paskins, as expected, like the Rambam. Comes the Rama, Yesh Machmirin. Like the Rosh. But, says the Rama, some are only the Rabban and so we're making. What's the lumdus of the Machlokas? What's the lumdus of the Machlokas? Okay, a woman is Nisasek. Stop. A woman finds a kesem that's 0.9 of a gris, or even just a gris, not a gris vod, right? A woman finds a kesem the size of a dime. Yeah? So what's the halacha? Okay, so that we know. Tahar. Right? That's ABCs. That's chasm class, Hilchos Nida. Right? Tahar. So, not to disparage chasm, I'm just saying, like, that's like basics, right? Tahar. So if a woman takes some red magic marker and colors on her sleeves can be, right? Colors on her sleeve, and then finds more than she colored, and it's off by less than a gris, right? Shouldn't it be tahar? Part of it is what you colored, and part of it is what you didn't color, but it's just the rest, that's the whole new part of the state, and that's less than a gris. What's the svara to be machmir? What's the svara to be machmir over here?
Maybe you can't take a single clump and say that part of it is this and part of it is that.
So one possibility is just, you can't start dividing up. What did the Gemara say? Don't take the dam open, put a bay mitzvah, put it right in the middle. Maybe don't put it on the side either. Meaning you can't attribute a single stain to two different things. Good. It also might be This also might be related to our whole discussion of whether Pachas Migris is a Taliyah or a Shiva. Right? Meaning, if it's a Taliyah, then the rules, we should be just as Makil. When she found a, you know, two Grisim, but she was Nesasik Begris, we should be just as Makil. Because if it's a Taliyah, the Taliyah works just the same. But if it's a Shear, that a Kesem Pachas Mikagris is not an issue, over here she doesn't have a Kesem Pachas Mikagris. She has a Kesem that's way bigger than a Gris. She has a Kesem that's two Grisim. It happens to be she can attribute half of it to something else. But that Kula that you have of Pachas Mikagris is not going to work for her, even though she only has Pachas Mikagris Va'od that's unaccounted for. But you can't say that she has a Kesem that's Pachas Mikagris Va'od. Meaning if it's just a Shear in Ksamim, that a stain that's Pachas Mikagris is a Shear, Pachas Mikagris Va'od is a Shear, that's not a Tane. Maybe that's true, but over here you don't have a stain that's Pachas Mikagris Va'od. You have a stain that's more than a Gris Va'od. It's interesting, when the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes the din of Kagris Va'od, it says, he uses like contradictory Lashonos, right? Shulchan Aruch first says, Lo Gazu, they weren't Gozer on Pachas Mikagris Va'od. And then he says, because Talinon Bedam Achamet, Bedam Kina. Which makes it sound like it's a Taliyah. Rabbi Kiva Eiger quotes a Mi'il Tzedakah that has two chidushim. Number one, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, even if it looks like one big stain, meaning it's a perfect circle, let's say, you could still assume part of it is from the dam that she was in Sasek with, and part is from the Macholas. Since why? Since gross things attract bugs. So if she had dam, it probably attracted a bug. So it's not like this remarkable coincidence that you have dam macholas and whatever you're being told, the dam chicken that you're being told it in, because it's mistaver that they would be right next to each other. L'chora, that works if what you're being told it in is gross. Right? What if what you're being told in is magic marker? Ketchup. Well, ketchup, I guess, would attract bugs too, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Or sugar.
Or sugar, okay. I'm saying something that maybe wouldn't attract bugs. So but that's what the Mil Tzedakah suggests. That's Chiddush number one in the Mil Tzedakah. Chiddush number two, Rabbi Kiva Eiger over here quotes from the Mil Tzedakah. If she was nesasik with two things at two different times, and it looks like one big stain, you can't combine the two things that she was working with. That would be too much of a coincidence. Meaning, it's not too much of a coincidence if your stain is bigger than what she was nesasik with, even though it looks like one big stain. That's not too much of a coincidence. Because bugs are attracted to these kinds of things. But if you're trying to be told on two different things, she had a hot dog with ketchup for lunch and the ketchup could have dripped all over her, and her daughter was finger painting with reds that day, and she's being told on both of them in order to be mashed in the shear of what she sees, but it's a single thing. He says that would be too much of a coincidence for it to land on exactly the same spot, for it to look like a single kesset. So that is rule number two of Rabbi Force, that the sizes have to match up. Questions? Yeah.
So, if I got it clear, according to Lumbus, we're saying if it's bigger than a Gris, the only reason that we make those is because it's a form of Tliya. So then what do you say? That that's only true if it were the size of the hour?
Right. Meaning,
up until a Gris now?
Meaning you run into trouble with that. What you have to ultimately say is that we're Makel because it's Ksam, because it's Rabbanan. Meaning the Lumbus doesn't work out perfectly. We saw already with all the Nafkaminas that the Lumbus doesn't work out perfectly. We just go Lekula and all them, but because it's Ksam. Even the Shulchan Aruch associates himself one phrase to the next. Rule number three that Rabbi Forrest outlines, the Taz Sifkat Mem Aleph has from a Tshuvas HaRama. Okay, if we do this right, it would take a while, but maybe we'll just do the kernel. What was the case? The Rama says if it was a single stain together with what came from her body, we cannot be told that the red part is from elsewhere. Meaning she has some parts that came out of her body. You know what happened? A woman found a kesem that was yosem mikugrisvaot, right? More than a grisvaot. She did have a makkah to be tola in, but she also, in that same stain, saw maros tahoros. Meaning, there's white or yarok in that stain. The makkah is not producing yarok, that she knows for sure. The makkah is producing red. This stain has yarok and then red around the edges. Can she say that the middle of the stain, that's dam yarok, that came in amok, whatever, mibifnin, that came from her body, but that's fine, it's dam yarok. The edges of the stain, which if it were to have come from her body would be a problem, oh no, no, that's from the makkah. That was the shaila that Rama was asked. Should we assume that just like the maros tahoros from Migufa, the maratame, the red edges, are also Migufa? Or do you say, no, you could be told of that part? So the Rama brings several points. 3 points. First of all, says the Rama, remember the Gemara we did before? Lishna Kama. If she finds me'al ha'chagor, she can be told of kesem that's below the belt. So he says, just like we're told of lahakel, to say that the upper kesem is a result of walking through a shuk shel tabachim without realizing it, so the lower kesem could have come from the same place. So too, here's where he jumps a little bit, we should be tola lahachmir. What does it mean, tola lahachmir? One thing I know for sure, I don't know where the red came from. You know what I do know? Where the white came from. So I should be told that the red came from the same place that the white came from. Like the Lishna Kama says, when it comes to a kesem above the belt and a kesem below the belt, kesem below the belt, I know, the kesem above the belt, I know, did not come from inside of her. So I could be told that the one that I don't know anything about, that's below the belt, may have come from the same place that the above the belt one came from. So over here, I'm told lahachmir. What does it mean, told? It means that one that you know for sure, that's the one you go with. Then the Rama goes on, say, even according to the Lishna Basra, that we're not told the kesem mimin echad bekesem mimin acher, unless she was nisasek betarnagol, right? Because tarnagol is kama mine damim. We only see that we're not tola betseva acher lahakel. Lahakel. But lahachmir, we might be tola. Meaning, we're not going to be told it to be makel if there's another color of blood. But maybe even another color of blood, we will be told lahachmir. And then the Rama says, and besides, she was nisasek petarnagol ki'ilu, but on the chumrah side, meaning the makar has kama mine damin. So it's just like nisasek petarnagol. I don't care that these are different colors from each other. The makar produces many different colors. So just like we're told lahakel when she's nisasek betarnagol, because we say, oh look, the tarnagol is so many mine dam, be told lahachmir, because it came from, because we know part of it came from the makar, and the makar is kama mine dam. So Taz in Sivkat Memalva, long Taz, disagrees with this Rama. He asks a couple of points, and we'll close with this for today. He says, first of all, there's a big difference between what Rava says in the Gemara and the case that Rama is dealing with, because the Takanas Chacham, what's the whole din of Taliyah? Some are drabanan, so we try to come up with kulas. To be tola lahachmir is to defy the very point of Taliyah. I mean, the whole din of Taliyah is meant to be a kula because we're talking about ksamim. So now you're going to start making up Taliyahs l'chumra. Furthermore, he says, if the makar has so many mine damin, and it's just like a tarnagol, we should be makil, even if she sees Lavan in one spot and Adam in a different spot. Just like we are by a tarnagol. By a tarnagol, she saw Mine Dam in different places, we're makil. That can't possibly be true. Because if it were, then any woman that has a makkah to be told in, if she finds a maratar, she'll no longer be able to be told. Meaning, if you can say the makkah has kav Mine Dam, that means even if she has Lavan in one spot and red in a different spot, you have to be machmir. Because you tell lahachmir. That's what the tarnagol case was. The tarnagol wasn't one big stain. The meal tzedakah turned it into one big stain. But the tarnagol wasn't, right? That's Rabbi Kivager introduced that. Tarnagol wasn't one big stain. It was multiple stains. And we're Tola Lahakel. So Ramah, you want to tell me we should be Tola Lahachmir? Then you're going to have to do it when there are multiple stains. And that's crazy. That you're going to be Machmir like that? A woman has a Makah? That's Motzi Dam, that's able to produce Dam. And a stain that matches that Makah? Oh, but she also had a yellow discharge today. And now I'm going to have to be Machmir. So he says, something must be off about the comparison to a Tarnagel. That's the Taz's other main Taina on the Ramah. I'm going to have to stop there. Sorry for the shortened shir today. As Hashem, Sunday, regular schedule. It will be a regular time Sunday. Okay, have a great day, great Shabbos, everybody. Great Thanksgiving.